How cool was that? That was awesome. Thank you. That was awesome. Well, before I introduce our guest speaker, I just want to say that Lynn sends her love and greetings from Unity Village. She was gone last week to Unity Conference, and she's at Unity Village for licensing and ordination this week. It is my pleasure to welcome back to her home church. This is Jane's home church, Unity of Toledo. And for those of you who don't know her, I'll give you just a brief intro here. I met Jane over this lifetime, over 15 years ago, out at Unity Village, and Elizabeth and I both worked together in Silent Unity, and Jane was an executive at Unity Village. And more importantly than being co-workers, she became our spiritual teacher. Jane is a licensed Unity teacher. She is the founder and the spiritual leader for the Center for Enlightenment, based in Warren, Michigan. And Lynn will often refer people to her CD, The Seven Steps for Successful Life Transitions. If you're going through any kind of transition, it's a wonderful meditation CD. We'll be handing out, we'll have her materials in the bookstore, and we'll be handing out free bookmarks when you leave today, so you do get a free gift. And on the bookmark is her website, the Center for Enlightenment website. And she will offer free spiritual support through weekly messages. In addition to her CDs, she does talks, she has classes, she has her website. All of her materials are helping people around the world. She has been on cable television and on YouTube, so you can even see her there. Jane has helped countless souls connect with their inner light, and she has helped them move forward in consciousness, which is what we're about here. And she's helped people work in the best interests of her soul, of their soul. And as we know, the church is about transformation, are we not? That's what we're in, is in that process. Jane is about that as well. So let's bring the two together and give a warm Unity of Toledo welcome to Jane Hart.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here and be part of this beautiful congregation. You know, this morning when I came in to talk, to meet everybody, I was thinking, I remember the first time I walked into the sanctuary. And it brings some tears to my eyes because it was 1967. And I had just gone through a divorce and I was looking for a spiritual family. And I heard about Unity and I thought, okay, I'm gonna come and find out about this church. So I walked in and I walked back here. I was so scared. I sat back in the corner and hoped that nobody would see me or ask me a question. I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew one thing, that I wanted to grow spiritually. And as I sat over there in that corner, looking around to all the people that were here, my heart started pounding and the minister, Wally Took, got up and he started speaking about the kingdom of God is within you. And that spoke to me so completely. I thought, I know that. I know the kingdom of God is within me, but how do I reach that kingdom? I want to know how to reach that kingdom. And so through the whole service, I'm sitting there, not listening to another word he had to say, but saying, God, please help me to do that which is mine to do, to find the kingdom of God within me. I don't know how to do that, but I commit myself today to find the kingdom of God within me. I did that in this very sanctuary. I did that because my heart was crying out for something more, just like your hearts are crying out for something more. I didn't know what that more was. I didn't even know how to begin to unveil it within myself. So I began the process of meditating, becoming conscious that I was something more than this physical body, that there was more to me. If I am the kingdom of God within, how do I express that in my everyday life? How do I go forth trying to move my consciousness into a bigger aspect of who I am? So my journey began. My journey began from a commitment to know who I was in God. And that was such a strong commitment that Sunday morning in 1967 that has taken me through a journey of a lifetime. For the last over 40 years, I've been committed to knowing who I truly am in spirit. And I'm just going to share with you some of the things that I have found out on my journey in support of your journey, because we're all one. We are all one being together. And that was all pretty words to me until I began to unfold that within my consciousness. Everything is consciousness. Everything comes through your consciousness, and that changes who you are from the depth of your being. So meditation began the path I took to uncover that inner part of me. And what I began to find out was that I was not this body, that there was something more to me, and this body was just a mere vehicle for me to express my soul. My personality self was just a part of my expression. And I had to move out of that personality self to embrace my soul. And believe me, I didn't know how to do this, but I began to continue the journey of going within and committing myself to knowing who I was. And I can speak to you right now to tell you that the greatest thing you have is your desire body. God fulfills your every desire. So if you have a sincere desire to move in consciousness or to change your life in any way, your desires will always be fulfilled. So investigate where your desires are. What's the most important thing in your life? How do you support your soul? Because we're here to support our soul, not our personality. Our personality is our vehicle that we walk around in, but our soul is the essence of our whole beingness. So as we develop this consciousness of I'm more than my body, I am a soul evolving, that opens that door to your soul. Because until we recognize that we're more than the body, that we're more than the personality, this is only the vehicle of what we walk around with today to move our souls into higher consciousness. I discovered that I had other lifetimes, that I was a soul that had evolved through many, many periods of time. And that each time that I evolved, I became more awake and more conscious of who I really was in God. You see, the truth of each and every one of us, we are God expressions. We are God. We are God, but not the limited personality. The limited personality has the ego, and it's all about me, my, and oh, I had to look at that, and boy, I didn't like it. I didn't like to look at how much of me and my I was, and how much I had to let go of that me, my, I want this, give me that, or I'm not good enough, or I am really good. Whatever it was, you know, I had to let go, and I had to let go, and I had to let go. And it was hard, because you know, once you make a commitment to your God self, everything that's not connected with that higher self of you will get kicked out and get conscious. Because we are 1/10 conscious and 9/10 subconscious. And this one little 1/10, we are looking through our world like we have this tunnel and we can't see beyond. But when we start moving in consciousness, we get a greater, vaster view of the world, a vaster understanding. There are other dimensions to us, many dimensions to us, and we have to open up, and it starts with the desire to do it. When I was sitting in the back there saying, God, I want to know, I want to know, I want to serve, I want to love, I want to do something, help me. That was a desire of my heart. That was a desire and a commitment on my part. And once I left the sanctuary and went home, I sat there with my four daughters and I thought to myself, what have I just done? What does this mean to me? How is this going to change me? And I was scared. I was frightened because I thought, maybe I'm going to be out there and nobody will like me anymore, and maybe people won't understand me anymore. And I found out I had a community. I had a community of like-minded spirits right here at Unity. And I was free to express and to ask questions. And I love your library. You have the most magnificent library that I have ever been in. And I have been in many, many libraries. Even Unity in the world headquarters. This is best I've ever been in. Take advantage of that magnificent library, because there's books in there that are going to help you move in consciousness. And go in there and ask, say, what book is there for me? That's what I used to do. What is there on the shelf for me? And I would just automatically go over and pick up a book and open it up, and it was just what I needed, just what I needed to hear, just what I needed to understand more about who I am. We're all on this journey of self-realization. We are on this journey to discover we are God in human being force. You see, God becomes man becomes God. God created us on a whole different dimension so that we would reunite with God. And God gave us the desire to experience more of God. And in every lifetime, I realized that I was trying to break the barrier of the last lifetime and learn more about who I really was. But my desire that God gave me was, Jane, I'll give you the whole universe. You can have anything you want. You want a new car? Well, you know, if you don't get it this lifetime, you'll get it next lifetime. Of course, that Chevy will no longer be a Chevy. It'll be called something else in the future. But yeah, we'll give you a nice car. I will fulfill all your desires. I'm waiting for you to desire the real desire, which is to know your true self, to know God in you. And if you put your energy, your force, your direction towards that, and let all the other stuff that you think is so important go, you're going to make a magnificent change in your life. Now, that was kind of a scary thought to me, a significant difference in my life. It's worth it. I'm going to try it. And it was worth it. If I can say anything to you this morning, my journey was up and down, sideways, and moved from one end to the other. And it was difficult at times. And it was like that crying baby that's crying. It was crying out for help. It was crying out for help. And my desire for God was stronger than my desire for anything else in the world. And I can tell you, it was worth it. It was worth all the struggles I had of finding out what and where and how I was created. It was worth it because you're a magnificent spiritual being. You are an energy force. You are electricity. You are a powerful energy force. And when you get connected with that powerful energy force, it becomes who you are. You become the light of the world. Your glow will glow and change. You don't have to say anything, but your presence is known. Who you are speaks louder than anything you can say. Who I am will speak louder than anything I can say to you. If I'm in integrity with myself, if I am real, if I'm authentic, it will speak to you. It will speak to your heart. And today, I hope I speak to your heart and say, I magnetize your energy, your support, your love to embrace you and take you the next step on this journey. Each of us is an different process of evolvement. Each of us is working to know more about who we are. That's what unity is all about. The Center for Enlightenment is within you. That's why I started the Center for Enlightenment, because I realized that the Center of Enlightenment was totally in me. And if I would take responsibility for that center, honor the I that I am, and get rid of all the crap, then maybe somewhere down the line, I would be a better person, a more loving person, a more kind person, more thoughtful person. It took a lot of movement of my consciousness. But you are a consciousness. That's what you are. You go to bed with yourself at night, you wake up in the morning, you are aware of who you are at every given moment. So knowing that, I began to really focus on what's in the now moment right now that I need to do for me that's going to make me a better person, more loving, more kind, more thoughtful, and more giving. God gave us this universe for us to discover that we are God. Know thyself, but not the ego. The ego will never get through that door. The ego will never, ever get through the door. But your God self, your higher self, is always there calling you to move in consciousness, calling you to break through the barrier of your last step. Because this is a process of step after step. And I used to think, oh my gosh, why? I thought that all I had to do was want God and everything else was going to be wonderful. And I found out there was something for me to do. I had to start observing me. So one of the key things I would like to say to you is the thing that helped me on this journey was to become the observer of myself. It's like watching what I'm doing and watching my actions and seeing what's pushing my buttons and finding out how to change my behavior, change what I'm thinking and doing. So becoming the observer of self is like being able to impersonally look at yourself and say, oh, boy, I do that every time. I don't think I want to do that anymore. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to change that. But my life was so automatic, always automatic, that I never thought about what I was doing. I was automatically doing it. And when I stopped to look at myself and observe myself, I discovered so many things that I needed to let go of because it wasn't working in my best interest. I was my worst enemy in so many ways. And I had to move that part of myself away so that I could be straight with myself, honor who I was. And as I became easier and easier to do it, and it is hard at first, but once you start doing it, I'll bet you in 3 or 4 weeks you'll be a pro at it, because it becomes part of your journey to be the observer of self, because it's your soul looking at your personality. You see, your soul is back here looking through your personality, shoving everything out that isn't important and becoming more soul aware. So when you meditate, when you are stilling your mind, go in and say, I want to meet my soul. I want to open my soul to me in consciousness. Because if I'm only 1/10 conscious, and if I open that door to the greater consciousness, I can only do it through my soul. My personality has an ego, and it likes to take care of its own self. And the more I moved in consciousness, the more my ego got mad at me. The more it pushed and wanted to keep its throne. And I actually had to throw it out. I had to say, no, you do not belong to me anymore. You are just a vehicle. I'll use you when I need you. But you are not using me anymore. I had to be that stern with myself. I had to say those things to myself because there's a desire. God gave us free will. And I found that out and I thought, I'm using my free will to work on me. And I'm going to stand up to me. put my will before me and say, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I am going to let my soul become the focal point, not my personality. Because once you get in touch with the soul, you use the personality only to go places, come and speak and be there, but my soul is speaking to you. It's not my personality. You're seeing the true essence of my soul that loves you and cares about you because you're me. The more you move in consciousness, the more you realize that we are all one and that you are me and I am you. See, we are one, but I had to get rid of Jane. I had to move out of the personality self in order to even become aware that we were one, that it's like our body. We have all these electrons and cells and so forth that are in our body. Well, at another dimension, we, all of us in this room, are cells of the same body. Cells of the same body of God. So as you divorce yourself from the personality, you become more aware that you are a part of the cell of God. You are a part of the essence of God. You are part of the universe, the cosmic connection. You are a cosmic connection to this higher energy, this higher power that is always drawing you in. Every lifetime is drawing you in. In this lifetime, you are in the church that can support this. Believe me, it supported me. It gave me, it fed me. It gave me understandings. It gave me everything I needed. It gave me a spiritual family. That's why I love this church so. It was my beginning. It was the beginning of Jane becoming God in essence and in form. And in love, and in wisdom. It's all who you are. You touch my heart because I know your heart. Your heart is as sincere as my heart was to move. And together we're going to make a change. Together we're going to make a change not only for ourselves, but for humanity. The world is calling forth for all of us to waken up ourselves to who we are and to manifest that higher consciousness. So I want you to keep in mind as you're moving in consciousness to support your soul. You're moving in consciousness to support humanity. You're not only doing it just for yourself. You're doing it for humanity. It's a bigger picture. You see, you being responsible for your soul's evolution means that you are putting a great energy out into the planet that's going to support many on another level that you won't even see. But it's service. So when you're working on yourself, you're really service to humanity. You are awakening to that presence of God within you, that energy, that light, that fire, that glow, that's going to change the world. So if we all do this together, we are going to make a huge, huge difference in the universe. So the most important thing we can do is honor that part of us that is really, truly one with the presence of God. So if you will join me in a meditation, if you just get comfortable, and let me take you on a spiritual journey with me. A spiritual journey. And as we all relax and let go, we open ourselves to the light and the love and the energy in this room. The energy is pouring down on us. There is a vibrant electrical energy right now pouring down on each one of us in support of our spiritual growth. Open yourself to the energy and the light that's pouring in right now. For God is ising in you. God is ising in every cell of your body. Every cell of your body is becoming electrified, electrified to move in consciousness, to become, to know the truth of your being. We are on a magnificent journey together. We are one. We are one body. We are the cells of God. We are the cells of God. We are not this limited body that we're sitting in today. We are electrical currents. We are electrical energy, magnetized by the light of God, pouring down and through us, giving us life so that we can become God realized, God expression within us, enlightened. So let our light flow forth. Let it flow forth and embrace all humanity. And see the light of your soul moving out of the top of your head, connecting with all other souls that are on this journey with you, and there's millions and millions and billions. And we become the light of the world in consciousness. And we say, thank you, God, for waking us up. Thank you for listening to our desires and our dreams and our hopes. Help us to move through whatever we have to do, and give us the courage and the tenacity to continue the movement of our consciousness. That's the most important thing. Most important thing we need to do. And we feel so blessed to be part of this congregation and this loving support that you are giving us to each other through our God presence and your God presence in this room. So now take a deep breath and join with me now in this room and look around at your spiritual family. You have a beautiful, beautiful spiritual family. Open your eyes and see them. This is your support group. This is your support group, and they are beautiful. And I can say there's energy and light in this room. It illumined me in 1967, and it spurred me on, and I never, ever turned back. Once you start on this path, you can't turn back. You cannot turn back. Your soul won't let you. So I say to you, thank you, fellow travelers. I look forward to being back again sometime in the future and being a part of your spiritual family. You live in my heart as I know I live in yours. Thank you.
That's beautiful, Jane.
Thank you.
All right. Number 17, pour yourself in me, right?